وجدان الماجد mixes colors for a new painting, but not in her studio. She's moving her art to Baghdad's streets, uncovering concrete walls with color and meaning. It's part of an initiative to beautify the city's neighborhoods, but for the award-winning university instructor, it's a tough task.
Concrete surfaces are hard and uneven, and in some cases there are holes and splits. Unlike painting on paper, this needs special paintbrushes and different methods. Apart from street noises and stress, passers-by make disruptive comments, and above all, there's the dust and heat.
Among famous people she's painted is the late Iraqi sculptor Jawad Salim and Iraqi-British architect Zaha Hadid. There is also Yazidi human rights activist and Nobel Peace Prize laureate Nadia Murad, Picasso, and German sociologist Max Weber. Security blocks, fences, and walls are common in Baghdad. The city is choked by traffic jams and a high number of street vendors due to soaring unemployment. Dust hazes are frequent, worsened by scorching summer temperatures. But officials say they're trying to erode the monotony of Baghdad.
We try to give color to the gray cement which has prevailed in the city over the past two decades. Concrete and checkpoints are everywhere. So we also try to minimize images of chaotic streets and the areas overcome with rubbish in many districts.
Images in a Sadriya neighborhood represent its popular busy market. These abandoned 1940s railway bases long looked grey and dusty. Now they're painted in vivid colors.
The initiative is trying to revive Iraq's artistic history by highlighting portraits of renowned Iraqi figures. This one here depicts the late poet Muzaffar Nawab, whose revolutionary poems inspired many across the Arab world. A mural like this takes Wujdan long hours to complete from day to night.
Wujdan wants to complete 20 murals, and she hopes the initiative will spread to other provinces. So like Baghdad, that once stood as a minaret of Arab culture, they'll also recapture some of their lost prime. Mahmoud Abdul Wahid, Al Jazeera, Baghdad.